This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Sail Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, starting with our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail all around the area from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Not to forget about our Amazon people working in the warehouse as well as out there delivering the packages. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, and I posted something up on all of those pages last night, so you'll be able to find something up there. Always look up the word Captain's America. That's how we post over there. Captain with an S on the end of it. America, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com one more time. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. You might be surprised what you find over there. All right, and joining us right now, United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, as well as the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
I hope you're having a wonderful day down there.
I've had a great start to my day. This is how I like to start my Tuesday mornings.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm going to start with a little military question for you, because I had a lot of people asking me what this system was. The news about Kherson in the Ukraine has been one of the most significant wins for the Ukrainian army. And now we know that a military system called the NASAMS have been delivered to their forces a little while ago, and they've worked out quite nicely over there, if you will, pretty much dominating the skies, the air battle against Russia, to where it chased them out of the area.
Yeah, I think fundamentally what you said, I think, is absolutely correct, and in my readings it does it. I think it might be an overstatement to say that it's dominating, because really, in this the warfare that's been waged between Russia and Ukraine has been, on both sides, a real mix of many, many systems, whether it's kinetic systems like field artillery and mortars, but more largely some of the electronic warfare, as well as the drones, and with a special emphasis on drones, because there's any of a dozen type systems that have met with various success on both sides. and both of them have had to scramble to come up with the means to counter the drones. And because what it does is the drones are what enable the system you talked about to really make that they do so dominating. I think it the Russian Air Force has been grounded for a number of reasons. I think with that system has certainly played a role in that in recent times, but it's really a mix, and it's been discovery learning for the world and for the United States, actually, as we observe and take notes on what's been occurring between Russia and Ukraine over the last year or so.
Well, it's fair to assume that this is working, or we wouldn't be in a position we're in where Russia went out one side and the Ukraine's coming in the other side to reoccupy their area.
Yeah. Yes, we reflect back on what the Russians did when they started, and they were deployed very broadly, very widely. And I think there was really two reasons why they had to pull back and collect. It wasn't so much of a withdrawal as it was out of necessity, survival necessity. Well, one, because Russians are not like the United States forces. They are not masters in command and control. They've had to relearn that. And it's very hard to exercise command and control over your forces when they're deployed widely and communications break down. But the other is because in some ways, ironically, when you cut your forces up, you can employ your countermeasures against drones, artillery, and helicopters in some ways better than you can if they're spread out. I know that goes against what you would naturally think, but given the nature of the systems that the Russians are deploying, Ukraine is deployed from a dozen or more countries, I think that's been a necessity. But I think you're right. It has had a great deal of success, and this is going well for Ukraine. And I think maybe, just maybe, in this next year, maybe we can get some kind of brokered, starting with a ceasefire, but an agreement to where Russia can save a little bit of face. But at the same time, the world knowing that they admitted defeat there. That's hope is not a method, but that's closer. And the discussions with China, I think, we had the old, it will never come to an agreement over Taiwan. That's just something that the Chinese cannot back up on, at least as far as what the rhetoric is.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we'll get into some politicking when we come back. Plenty of that to talk about today, that's for sure. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Come on now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. Check him out by going over to the undergroundusa.com website for more information. Find out what he's up to, undergroundusa.com. And he'll be back on the show again on Friday morning. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. By the way, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan, one of their dealerships, asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought either a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, all over Tampa Bay, up and down the Midwest part of the country, and as far west as out into Texas and Arizona to bring people into the area to buy. Now, I get it. I understand what it is. There's a couple of things that attract them. Number one, you serve, you save. All military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, firefighter, police, sheriff, whatever you might happen to be, security guard, you get tremendous discounts on your vehicle that you're going to buy. Tremendous discounts. So guess what? No wonder people would be wanting to know how to find out about it and checking on things. Now, that's not good enough. Here's something that adds to it. It's called MossCare. And MossCare, on all of the certified pre-owned vehicles and all the brand-new vehicles, MossCare gives you unlimited oil changes and tire rotation on a regular basis in your car or your truck, whatever you happen to buy. I don't know anybody doing both of those. Nobody. And it can definitely help you out at a time when a little bit of expense money being helped out here, there, and everywhere is a great plus. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you some money. All right, back to Kevin Wright, Colonel Wright, who happens to be with the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, you had something you wanted to mention, I think.
Yeah, Captain, in the last couple of days, like everybody that anticipated, the Republicans doing so much better, particularly on in the United States Congress, and, of course, we've lost the Senate. We're going to have the narrowest of a hold on the House, probably three or four seats when all is said and done. But I've reflected that particularly with all the discussion, you can't get away from this, but the Trump effect. And it is, and one of the things I wanted to figure out, how can I put a silver lining on it? Because, the Trump effect clearly at the national level in some of the governor races was not for the better. You know, I said this is a pretty startling thing to say. I says, who has more credibility now? Those that believe in climate change, like former Vice President Al Gore, or those that predicted a red tsunami, a red wave? That's a fair question to ask, because the evidence is there for both of them, that both of them are not materialized in the way they said. But at the national level, you know, President Trump, there was five hotly contested or very closely fought over the last year House races, and his record was 0-5. So we got to ask ourselves, okay, what happened there? And then the fact that he couldn't get away from picking his enemies of the day poorly, calling out the Liberty Caucus in the United States House, picking a little tiff with Ron DeSantis on the 11th hour of the November 8th election. None of that is helpful. But let's talk about what is helpful about the Trump effect. I think that what you've seen is he stirred up the base. The base doesn't win elections, but he stirred up the base, and the base gets Republicans out to vote. So in most of the successes Republicans have were at the local and state level, nationwide. And here in Florida, that was very true. It was true here in Manatee County by a huge degree. Because the excitement that the Republicans had far exceeded in many places those of the Democrats, and that made the difference. And it won over enough of the independents to make some very huge things. And that's why Florida became this one brightest star of the November 8th results. And I give Trump credit for that. At the same time, I'm not going to buy into the thing that President Trump was responsible for the failure of the red wave.
No.
He's not. But he was not helpful.
No.
He was not helpful. And he did not apply any lessons learned to that. In fact, in some ways, he repeated some of the things that were not helpful. That's unfortunate. And so there's a lot more to do. And, of course, the big thing is now is the leadership in the House. Of course, as we know, today's the day where they're not going to select, because they can't, who's going to be the speaker, who the Republicans who they think is going to be. It's almost like doing a straw poll, because that will not be contested. It won't be decided until January, even when the Republicans take over the House. And that is a skirmish right there. Democrats are playing it up, but I think it's a healthy thing. We need to figure out how are we going to have a slim majority in the House and still fight the battle over the next 2 years. Is McCarthy the right guy to do that, or is somebody like Gibbs, a Freedom Caucus guy, the right guy to do that? That's a fair, legitimate question and discussion the Republican Party needs to have.
Well, I watched a video that was made by McCarthy that was sent out to, I guess, a bunch of Republican leaders, and somehow or another it was sent to me, and I took a look at it, and it made sense to me as to what he was asking for, and asking for people to step up and, you know, get involved in this, that, and the other, which only makes perfect sense to me.
No, it does make sense. I mean, it's, you know, the President Trump and those that are just Trump loyalists, some of them almost to the extent that they demagogue him and they treat him like an idol. And that is not what America and what the Republican Party is supposed to be all about. But we have certain core principles that we adhere to, and those are what need to win the day. That is what is going to restore and preserve the United States Constitution, which is going to be that much tougher now to fight that battle to do that. I think we can do it. It'll take next year, but now, of course, you know, we're already starting to talk about 2024, and
There's a wars and battles to be fought in the next 2 years leading up to that.
Well, we have a situation where most voters believe that cheating may have influenced this year's elections again, and voting by mail makes it easier to cheat. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 57% of likely U.S. voters believe that it's likely that the outcome of some elections this year will be affected by cheating, including 30% who say it's very likely. Now, 40% don't think the outcomes this year are likely to be affected by cheating, including 18% who say that it's not likely at all. I think that there's too much room when they open up this early voting for a month or whatever for things to go wrong.
Yeah, early voting and the counting of the votes, and folks need to follow Florida's lead on how it fixed problems when we were the national spotlight back in 2000. But I'll be cautious here, and this is probably something else going to make people upset. We can't blame the media, Republicans and conservatives, and we cannot blame election fraud. We know it occurred. The 2020 election indicated that very greatly. We don't know the extent to which it affected outcomes right there. Right now, we don't have hard evidence. We don't have folks in Arizona, Nevada, and the Republican Party coming out and saying, here's evidence where it altered the outcome. It does. Every election, it does that. Has it increased in the last several years? I think without a doubt. But would it have changed the outcome to where we wouldn't have a slim majority in the House and have lost the Senate? I'm not so sure. In the absence of hard evidence, we have evidence that fraud occurs. We have evidence that the systems that are in place in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia got a little bit better and restored a little bit of confidence there. Florida had it right, but I think that we've got that. So that's what we need to tend to, and we need to see if we can't get some, bring a few Democrats in to support some of that change. The problem is once you start to talk that, the Democrats, particularly with the Senate led by Democrats, will try to throw in a whole lot of other things that have absolutely nothing to do with establishing credibility in election systems. I think we did better this year in the midterms. There's still issues and things to fix, and hopefully don't turn a blind eye to that.
Can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
Okay, because we've got a caller on the line, and caller, I want you to hold on because we're coming up on a hard break like right now, and I want you to hold on, caller, and you'll be able to ask your question on the other side of the break. And, folks, when we come back, more with Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And if you don't know about that organization, check them out. Republican Party Liberty Caucus. Check them out. It's worth checking it out. I'll tell you, they're a good group of people, and I belong to the group, so there you go. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thank you very much. So that's Jeff in Sarasota. We'll see him for lunch today. You can come and meet the voice at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa today. And we'll be there from 11:30 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon. And we're there because at noontime they play the national anthem. Everybody stands up, puts their hand over their heart, or if they're wearing military cover, they salute the flag. Veterans can do that. And the national anthem is played at noon every day up there. And you'll see a whole bunch of veterans there today. So hopefully you can stop by West Waters Avenue at noontime, be there for lunch. We get there, like I say, is 11:30. And we usually put two, sometimes three tables together. Depends on how big the group is. Today, I think we're going to have a two-table, maybe a three-table, but certainly a two-table group. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take. I've taken for over 8 years. Why? Because it works for me. Because the problem that I have with the swelling in my left leg and ankle and foot, and the pain that I go through, and the inflammation that I go through, is corrected by taking Relief Factor. Now, I take it in the morning when I get up with breakfast. You got to have a meal with it to make it work right. So I take it with my breakfast. Things go down. They go away. No more pain. Away I go, 100% drug-free for the day. And with this no pain, no gain product, Relief Factor. And the way you find out more about it is by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try it out, and it works for me. It's $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. It works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you too. and give you some relief. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. It's Backgammon Bob, and, of course, he's one of our lunchtime guys, so I don't know if he's coming today, but are you coming today for lunch?
Unclear.
All right, I was going to say we'll have to make room at the table for you. We do have some guests coming, some disabled veterans coming today.
Yeah, I got a shot to do. I'm just not sure.
Okay, so you had a question.
Yeah, I think it's more of a comment, I guess. I think that all of our Republican candidates in the future should act more like the Ron DeSantis type model, follow his a lot of his points and stuff, and forget about the past as far as the election questions and all that. It's fine to have them and investigate them as they happen, but we can't just keep going over and over the past, because I think that's what turned off it. And the other thing is, we have to concentrate on points going forward, things we can do, because the Democrats effectively bought the election by promising the forget the school debt thing, and I think something else, but I forgot what it was. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, it didn't have anything to do, Colonel, with that $40 million from that FTX guy, did it?
Yeah, I agree with everything he said. The one thing I would caveat is, because it goes back to what we talked about during the break, is, yeah, we can say that, you know, the Democrats stole the election by, you know, using ploys like student debt and all that. But in the end, if we, the American people, or at least enough of us, buy into that, we need to look in the mirror and blame ourselves. And then as the Republican Party and conservatives, we need to say, how do we prevent that from being sold, that bill of goods being sold to enough voters that we cannot mount the kind of victories that should have been ours? I mean, it's been said over and over again. We had all the favorable winds that should have set sail. We should have easily led to victory both in the Senate and the House. And there should have been a red wave. It didn't materialize. And so we need to learn that. And we got to say, well, it's not the media's fault. It's not Trump's fault. It's not the Democrats' fault for stealing elections. All that stuff is going to get us nowhere. That kind of emphasis is part of why we did not have a red wave on November 8th. And so we got to look beyond that. We don't want to go back to the days like Governor Huckabee talked about. You talked about it earlier on the show,
yeah,
where we say, oh, well, the message was wrong. The message was right. It was the right time for the right message. And that's the saddest thing, is how we failed to win that over with sufficient enough voters to make the change that America needed.
Right, but I'm going to mention Mike Huckabee right now. And by the way, our buddy Flip is saying, good morning, love the Colonel.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, and before we go back here to this next caller, I want to read what Mike Huckabee said. Yeah, this is from Huckabee, and it's a quote. Let's hope it doesn't go back to the days of globalists, the days of just basically being servants to the big multinational corporations, that we become the party of the country clubs and the swells, because if we do that, we're destined to become extinct, and we should be, so said former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Remember, his daughter just won big, and she wasn't hanging around any country clubs.
Exactly right. Huckabee has been, you said, a consistent national figure throughout the whole time that, decades, from his time pre-governor to governor there, now succeeded much later by his daughter. But, there are certain folks out there that bear listening to and attention to, and that's a fantastic point, and he's right. And we need to understand what that means, what he said, number one. Number two, we need to make sure that we apply it as we go forward, looking ahead to 2024.
Say good morning to George, your godfather, while I get ready to take another call here. Okay, here we go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, my friend George.
Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain Aaron, driver Mike, Sarasota.
Hi there, driver Mike. What's up?
I was listening to what the colonel was saying there.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, you know, that it's our fault. And my question is, remember that bumper commercial with Junior Bush there. I won't give up, won't tire, we will not fail.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the people is in the, we're tired, and that's what's happening. What do you think, Colonel?
All right.
Think we're in the tired situation?
Thanks, Driver Mike. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, one thing I want to make sure, when you use words like we and they and are, what do you mean? When I say our fault, I don't mean conservatives or Republican voters, most of them. What I'm talking about is we, the American people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, because you need all of them to win elections, especially in closely contested ones. We came up short there. So when I say that we've got too many ignorant, uninformed, or ill-informed American voters, I'm talking about voters regardless of party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unforgivable to have uninformed, ill-informed within the Republican Party, but we have to win over the independents and those as well. So I just want to make that very clear. But he's right. I think there is some tiresome. Folks have gotten tired. But like I said, hey, you look around at local elections and all that, and the turnout, Republicans are excited. Republican turnout was pretty dang good.
Yes.
And so they weren't tired going into the voting booth. It just was what I said. So then you got to answer, well, it wasn't enough. And so the question is, why wasn't it enough? Yeah, you can be tired now, but guess what? That's over. We're electing county chairs throughout the Republican Party in December. We'll be choosing new leaders there. The Senate and the House have to choose new leaders. They'll elect new leaders, and that is true everywhere. So don't keep your eye off the ball. Don't get tired. Take a little cat nap. Get back awake and get to work.
All right, let's try real quick. Is he get a quick call in here? Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
All right, you're going to run out of time because you only got like 30 seconds, so go for it.
Here's this way. I respect the Carl. I respect your opinion. So here's the thing. You're talking about being unable. We shouldn't worry about identifying targets that are downrange. So my question is, and this is a political question, if you don't identify the target downrange, how do you know which munition or which charge to set to send downrange to engage that target to successfully, neutralize that target if people are unwilling to publicly address severe election integrity issues? I'll take my answer off the air, and that's submitted without any malice or anything. Just general questions. Thanks.
Okay. All right, and Colonel, we're going to run into another break, so if you can hang on, I'll let you answer it on the other side of the break.
All right.
All right, because here comes the music in my ear right now, and we'll answer that question for Eric in East Tennessee right after we come back from this break. It is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning. Today is the day that we definitely go over to Mission Barbecue on West Waters and have ourselves a nice lunch with a bunch of nice people. Hopefully you can show up there too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, hope we get to see you today because we're going to have a really good time with a bunch of good people. Food is excellent, and I'm sure you're going to like it if you do show up. Now, the fact of the matter is here, this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blinds, all their shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the Sarasota and Tampa Bay area. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store and see what they have to offer. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who stuck around a couple of extra segments. So we really appreciate you doing that, Colonel. Thank you very much, and we'll let you answer Eric's question.
Yeah, my pleasure. Our friend Eric from Tennessee, fundamentally, he's right. We do need to keep our eye on long-range targets, but that's a strategic thought. And like I said, the message was not the problem. And that is a part of the strategic things, the big problems in the country that need to be addressed. But at the same time, we have to pay attention, to use the military analogy, to the tactics as well. And right now, between now and January, we've got a lot of tactics going on that will lead to victory strategically. Tactically, if we keep going back, we're saying, hey, regardless of the depth of which we believe it to be true, that the 2020 election was stolen, that their election fraud that affected the outcomes, may well be true, but that is not a winning thing. The fact that we need to restore for all Americans of all parties, the two big parties, of course, the faith in the system, because that was not restored. And like my friend Manti Patriot-Jackface says, it's a cinch by the inch. It's harder by the mile. So we've got to do this, but we don't want to take steps back. We got to make sure that whoever fills up the leadership positions on the conservative front, both in Congress and in the party, that they don't sell out our message. They stay on the message that we pay attention to tactics, but we want to enable them to do their job well. We don't want to throw out and dig up the past and air our grievances and keep digging up things that don't win. And we need to convince that whoever runs for president in 2024 for the Republican Party understands that and applies it, because otherwise we will lose again.
Guess who's going to Mar-a-Lago?
I can't imagine you.
George the Godfather.
All right. Well, it won't be his first time down there. I have yet to make it down there. I always get afraid of too many of the crowds and stuff that gather around there. But, well, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you, George.
Yeah, I think he's taking the bike, the motorcycle.
All right.
Yep. For a little image. All right. Well, you know, Colonel, I got just one more question here, because we know that most voters believe, once again, that the election has been stolen because it's been cheated, and they believe the cheating may have influenced this year's election, rather. They understand that if you give somebody long enough to count votes, they're going to come up with a count they want. And again, they did the same thing. We can't have people out there counting ballots for a month or 50 days or whatever it is some of these states do. We just can't be doing it. Somehow or another, this has got to get uniform. And I realize it's up to the states, because they're the ones that control the election laws. The federal government does not. It's the states. So how are we going to wake these people up and say, hey, man, look what Florida's doing. Why can't you do the same thing?
Captain, in federal elections, and this goes against the grain, because, you know, I believe in the reserve powers of the states, but in certain federal elections, I do believe that there is a place for some uniformity in the rules that are applied on the November elections, always. It goes against the grain for a lot of folks, and I'm not so sure. I'm not 100% with you. It is ludicrous that we can't get election results quickly. It's absolutely ludicrous that we can't. Some people like it that way because it gives them wiggle room to do things. Now, whether it enabled Nevada and Arizona to wait to make sure they got the count they wanted and to play then, I'm not so sure. I'll have to wait to see evidence of that before I fall in with that. And that's always the thing. We know that we have election integrity issues. We know that voter suppression is not the problem. But we do know that there are voter fraud is an issue. The extent to which it changed election outcomes in the big picture, we just don't know. And for most people, that should scare us more than anything. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, the fact that we'll never know the extent to which election outcomes in 2020 and in the recent midterms were affected by malfeasance on the part of voting, that's worrisome, because you can't restore integrity until you've got that confidence restored, regardless of whether you believe that the outcome was affected or that there was cheating or not. And me just calling for that, and the Democrats are going to throw me in with everybody else and call me an election denier, even though I'll say that we don't know. So I'm kind of in between. But in between doesn't work. Democrats are going to call me an election denier. Yeah, you have somebody that's watching the polling place and say, oh, well, they're suppressing the vote. Baloney. We know that not to be the case. So we can't give up the fight to restore faith, 100% faith in our voting. In America, that ought to be the case.
I agree. And, Colonel, thank you very much for being with us, taking the extra time to spell some things out, answer some questions for the folks. I know everybody appreciated it. I did. So thanks again, and I will talk to you again on Thursday, my friend.
My pleasure, Captain. See you then. Much will happen between now and then, and we'll never have a shortage of things to talk about.
And how. All right. See you then, my friend.
Bye, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, Donald Trump is fixing tonight to make some sort of announcement. Whatever that announcement is, don't know. Yesterday, Dick Morris turned around and really threw a monkey wrench in the works and said, it's going to be a shocker. Stay tuned, this, that, and the other. I don't know what he means by that. If he means that it's not going to be what all of us think this means, that he's running for the presidency, then I don't know what else he'd be doing unless he is announcing he's going to run for Speaker of the House. That would be a shocker. He could do it, but it would be a shocker. And you're welcome, Eric. You're welcome. And Jeff tried not to create so much trouble there in that chat room. Jeez, man, I tell you, can't take him anywhere. He's in there just pounding away in the keys. Okay. You know, again, the Captain's America Third Watch is a program that has been on the air for about 22 years now. And we have been talking pretty much about America the whole time. We want you to know that we are America first here, have been since the first day on the radio. And to the people out there that want to create a problem and make some noise and, you know, say this and that about other people, myself included, you know, good luck. Good luck. Take a look at yourself in the mirror first. Where you start pointing fingers at people and saying some of the rowdy stuff that you say, because we've got to get this right this time. My God, we've got to get this right this time. And again, we have an opportunity to have a tied Senate. I would rather have a tied Senate making Kamala do some extra work than to not have a tied Senate. Think about that for a minute. Kamala can't go anywhere, can't do anything. She's got to be around and make herself available if the Senate is 50-50. So therefore, she's going to get stuck with all the extra workload, all the extra burden that she's going to gripe and complain about down the line. Watch and see. But anyway, I digress. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I look forward to talking to you for lunch today over there at Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue. And, of course, tonight on the radio. So have a great day. And remember, it's all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.